This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, December 5th. Will soybeans react to news of possible trade with China Tuesday? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Pretty bearish supply-demand setup and stock situation. What can happen now that can give us even a further rally now that we've made progress on the China-U.S. trade relationships? Some flash sales announcements expected daily on the newswire, and that might provide a little bit of underlying support, or else a major shift in South America weather. March soybeans are already up 96 cents off of the September lows. A lot of grain traders think maybe 2.5 million tons more of China old crop sales from the U.S. could go to China because of the new trade agreement.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 3.25 at 520 and a quarter. December corn was up 3 at 374. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for December ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for December were down 1.25, ranging from 655.25 to 675.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for December were down 2.75, ranging from 679.75 to 702.75. Live cattle for December were up 90 cents at 117.92.5. January feeder cattle were down 10 cents to 145.25, and December Class 3 milk was down 11 cents at 13.87.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.